Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Whenever you pray, let him have his way, and Jesus will fix it for you. Why don't you let Jesus fix it for you? He knows just what to do. Bless you, my friends. You're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where we're conveniently holding services here in Brooklyn, New York, at 2012 Fulton Street. That's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. This is yours truly, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and we're certainly grateful to the Almighty God to be able to be coming into your homes, into your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice at this time. Some of you, my friends, have been going through. Some of you have problems that seem to just won't let up. Why not turn that problem over to Jesus and let him fix it? He knows how to fix things. He knows how to get things straightened out. Some of you have a situation on the job right now. Some of you are out of work, even, and you can't seem to get no work. Jesus can fix it for you today. Why not turn to him, who is the author and finisher of your faith? Look to him today, who is your source. He's the one that can make things happen for you. Some of you right now are sick and suffering. Some of you don't know what to do. The doctors have done all that they can for you, and seem like you just can't get no better. But my friends, Jesus Christ is a healer. He's a deliverer. He can heal all manner of diseases if you will just believe him today. My question to you is, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? I'm going to be praying for you on this radio broadcast today. And we're going to believe God for a miracle in your life. What I want you to do is let your faith loose in God and trust God for your miracle. You're in touch with a church today, my friends, that believes God can do anything but fail. We believe here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple that you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. Where are you? Are you in New York? Are you in Chicago? Are you in Gary, Indiana? Are you in North Carolina? Are you in South Carolina? Virginia? New Jersey? Connecticut? Some of you might be out in the West Coast, out there in California. My friends, wherever you are, if you're in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, yeah, you might be way down in the bayou down there, but Jesus is right there with you all. He's ready to deliver you and set you free. Why not let Jesus fix it for you today? Maybe you're out in Montana, way up there where it's cold at, in Minnesota. They say they had a lot of bad weather up there, snow and what have you. But listen, even in the bad weather, Jesus Christ is there to do what you need done. Why not draw nigh to your radio as I get ready to pray for you on today? and believe God for a miracle. Let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. You've been going the road that you've been going too long, and that God won't hear you. Yes, he will. He's a God of a second chance. He says, come unto me, and I will in no wise cast you out. Some of you feel, well, there's no place for me in church, no place for me anywhere near God. Yes, it is. He's saying, come. He wants you to come. He wants you to turn your life over to him. He wants you to be saved. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that are laboring. Yes, that's what he's calling for you. He's calling for you to come today because he loves you. He's calling for you today because he wants you to be saved. What he wants you to do today is repent of your sins. Ask him to forgive you for the wrong that you've done. How do you repent of your sins? And get baptized in Jesus' name. And let him fill you with his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. He'll do it for you today if you will come to him. What are you trying to tell me, brother preacher? What I'm trying to tell you is there is room at the cross for you. There is room. For you, though millions have come, still there's room for one. There is room at the cross for you. There is room. Cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, still there's room. The cross for you. My friends, Jesus Christ is waiting on you with welcome arms. Come on to him while you have the chance. While you have your mind. While you have the determination. While you have a set mind to turn to him. Come on to Jesus now. Though millions have come, still there's room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Are you sick? Come on now and put your hand on the radio. touch the radio as a point of contact. I'm getting ready to pray for you. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Listen, Jesus sent this radio broadcast today to help you get your body healed. Touch that radio now as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body and let's believe God for a miracle in your life. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Save your grace, my faith in thee. Tell it. Devils. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that thou hast given us, O God, that we might call upon your most holy and righteous name. Dear Jesus, we ask right now that you will look down upon these that are under the sound of my voice. We cast the devil out of these that are being troubled and tormented by evil spirits. Satan, we command you, take your filthy hands off of these people. Loose your hold and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You devil was causing sickness. You devil was causing diseases. You devil was causing all manner of pains and aches. We rebuke you right now. You lying wonder, you were defeated on Calvary. We cast you out and command you to take your hands off of these people. Lord God, touch these people everywhere, wherever they are under the sound of my voice. Heal their bodies. Let your healing virtue go through them from the head to the toe. God, heal them and make them ever whole. And Lord, we thank you now. Lord God, there's somebody, their mind is messed up. We rebuke the devil that's afflicting people's minds. Satan, take your hand off of that mind. Loose in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go back to the pit from which you come. You lying, filthy devil. I come against you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevails against you right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, give that person a clean mind, a pure mind, a right mind. God, we believe you for it right now. We thank you now. We bind up every devil and demon from the pit of hell. Satan, you're a liar in Jesus' name. Now, God, we thank you for these blessings. We count it done in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap. God bless you, my friends. Remember now, you're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Once again, we're in Brooklyn, New York, and we look forward to seeing you come and be with us in service here in Brooklyn, New York. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and we're so grateful to God, amen, for this opportunity to be able to talk with you and to share these few minutes with you on the radio. But listen, you need to get on up and come on down here to where we are, where we have more time to praise God and to enjoy Jesus together. Now, We invite you to write us this week. Some of y'all been promising you're going to write, and we haven't gotten your letter yet. Praise God, we're looking to hear from you. Won't you write us at Post Office Box 715? That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. We invite you to write us. Send us your offering and tithes. If you don't belong to a church, send your tithes here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple to help us to further the gospel. Praise God. Again, now, if you're going to make a checkout or money order, make it out to Exodus Healing Temple. Exodus is spelled just like the second book in the Bible. That's Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. And also, my friends, if you'd like to send an offering and you don't want to do it by snail mail, you can do it quickly by sending it to us through the Cash App. If you have a cell phone and you have the Cash App on your cell phone, you can send us your offering or your tithes that way. And as soon as you press the button, we'll have it. Now, if you got the Cash App, just go into your Cash App on your cell phone and send it to $PayExodus. That's the way we'll be able to get it at Cash App. That's the $PayExodus. All right? And send it off to as soon as you push the button with the amount on it, we'll have it instantaneously. All right. God bless you now. Don't forget you can call us. We're as near to you as your telephone. You can reach us at 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. If you're in New Jersey, we invite you to visit the Community Church of Faith, which is located at 1212 Morris Street near St. George Avenue. That's where our Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. That's there in Rosedale, New Jersey. If you're out in Gary, Indiana, we invite you to visit the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. That's in Gary, Indiana. Elder Edward Butler is the pastor. If you're up in West Haven, Connecticut, the Living Word Redemption Center is the place to go to, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor there. And in Syracuse, New York, the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue, and that's where Pastor Phyllis Lee is the pastor there. Remember, my friends, you're always invited to come and be with us here in service at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple here in Brooklyn, New York, where the doors do swing on welcome hinges, and we're always looking forward for God's people to come in and be in the service with us here in Brooklyn, New York. All right, get your Bibles just for a couple of minutes. Praise God. Every word of God is right. Go into the Bible with me right now. You know, we're living in this world, and there's so much that's happening, and so much that's going on, so much that's out of kilter, so much that's in trouble, and so much that's messed up. And that's because people don't want to obey God. That's because people don't want to do what God's word say do. And because they're trying to do it on their own, because they're doing it like they feel it should be done, they're winding up in a worse mess than what they started out in. Amen? But if we decide to make up our mind to do it like God says, it's going to be all right. But as long as we rebel against God's word, as long as we go against God's word, God eventually is going to say, all right, enough is enough. I remember when I was a little boy, I had an auntie who helped finish raising me. Of course, my father did as well. And I remember as a little boy, I would sometimes be cutting up and carrying on, and they would finally say, all right, especially my aunt, she would call me Lonnie. And she said, all right, Lonnie, enough is enough. Amen. And I knew as long as she said enough is enough, I had a little leeway to keep on carrying on. But then there were times when I kind of went across the line, and she would say, Lonnie, enough is enough, and too much is too much. And I knew right then and there I was getting ready to get tore up. So you know what? God is saying that to us today. Enough is enough. And we're getting ready to push the button to where he's going to say, and too much is too much. What you don't want to do is be like the children of Israel, as we find in the scripture today. If you will go with me to the book of Amos, the fourth chapter. Amos, the fourth chapter. And we want to look at the 12th verse. That's Amos, the fourth chapter, and the 12th verse. And we find these words recorded for our reading. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. You know, Israel was God's chosen people. And not because they was better than anybody else on the planet Earth. He just chose them. Just like you have 5 and 6 kids, you might choose one to go to the store. That don't mean you love them better than the others. You just chose him to do the task. So Israel was a people that was called out and chosen to bring forth the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to bring forth what God had planned from way back when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Amen. He was going to bring Jesus through that line and cause men to be redeemed back unto him. And God chose these people, Israel, to do that. But they kept messing up. Look like as soon as God would get them straightened out, as soon as God would show them that he wasn't playing with them, they would go right back into doing just like the world, just doing things with the people they were around. Listen, my friends, some of you today that are in tune with my voice right now, you're doing some of the same thing that the world is doing. You're doing some of the same thing that the people that are not saved is doing, but yet still you say you're saved. Some of you are still cussing. Some of you are still stealing. Some of you are still sweethearting and fornicating. Some of you are still shacking up. Some of you are still telling lies. Some of y'all are still hitting the bottle. Oh, yeah, I'm coming down that street. You're drinking, talking about you're taking a little drink for social reasons. Some of y'all got beer sitting up in your refrigerator right now. Oh, my friends, listen, God says you got to come out of stuff like that. God has brought you from a mighty long way, and he's brought you, some of you were alcoholics, and God delivered you from that, and yet still you got a bottle of Manischewitz sitting up in your closet. My friends, after a while, God's going to get tired. God is saying enough is enough. The children of Israel got to the point where God just said, look, enough is enough, and too much is too much. He had done sent pestilence to them. He had withheld the rain from them. He did everything he could to try to get them to turn to him without destroying them. But they kept on doing what they were doing. Finally, God just let them into captivity. He got tired of them. He just started letting them go right into captivity because they wouldn't obey. If you, as a child of God, don't obey his word, he's going to let things happen. Listen, don't believe these preachers that make you believe that God's this little man in the sky, a little white man with a beard, and oh, he's so loving, and he's never going to do nothing to you. Listen, God is a God of judgment. And when he gets tired, he gets tired. The Bible says God is long-suffering, but not ever-suffering. He don't suffer forever. He gets tired of people's ways. He gives you an opportunity to change. He gives you an opportunity to turn around. He's a God that gives you the opportunity to make up in your mind to do what he say do. He's not going to force you to do it. But then when you carry on and keep going on like you're doing, eventually he's going to say, all right, enough is enough and too much is too much. So now, therefore, the Bible says, therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet your God. Listen, you've got to get ready to meet Jesus. Some of you today are just going on like there's not going to be no tomorrow. Some of you are just going on like, oh, well, I got it made in the shade. I got a good job. I got money in my pocket. And I got food in my refrigerator. And I'm doing just fine. But listen, you got to get ready to meet the Lord. No matter how well you're doing here on earth, you got to meet God. And some of you, God has been tugging at you and tugging at you. He's been saying, come and get saved. He's been saying, come and go to church and get your life right. And you've been rejecting him and pushing him off to the side. You got time to go to the movies. You got time to go to the party. You got time to go to the nightclub. You got time to do everything else. You got time to wash clothes. You got time to fry chicken. You got time to hang out with your friend. And God is saying, come unto me. And you're just rejecting him. But God is saying, get ready to meet him. Listen, my friends, the Lord is sending a warning to you today. And as it is said in the scripture, warning before destruction. There's somebody under the sound of my voice today. God has been warning you and warning you, and you have not been paying him no attention. You have not been listening to him. But he says, get ready. Get ready to meet your God, because your time is done run out. It's time now to seek the Lord. It's time now to turn to him. Time now to get yourself right with God. If you remember in the scripture, there were 10 virgins. And the scripture tells us there was 5 of them that was wise and 5 of them was foolish. And they came out and they were ready to meet the bride, but something happened, ready to meet the bridegroom rather. But something happened that delayed the bridegroom. And the Bible tells us that there were 5 foolish virgins that didn't take no oil, no extra oil in their lamps. And they wanted to borrow from those that had oil. But those that had oil said, listen, go buy for yourself and come back, and then you'll be ready to go. And they went to buy. Those 5 foolish virgins went to buy. The bridegroom came. And those that were asleep, they rose up and started trimming the lamp. Listen, the wise got up just like those that was foolish. My friends, listen here at me. When you don't prepare yourself to meet God, some of you are sitting in church right now and you're sleeping just like the world. There were 10 virgins that was out there and they were sleeping. And when at midnight when the cry was made, the Bible says everybody got up and started trimming the lamps. And the scripture said they that were ready went in to meet with the bridegroom. Now, they didn't say the 5 wise went in. It said they that were ready. That's where you got to read in the scripture and understand. They that were ready. Because some of those 5 wise ones rose up trimming their lamps as well. Now, whether or not they was ready to go in, we can't say for sure. Because the scripture just said those that were ready were able to go in with the bridegroom. And when they went in, the door was shut. All my friends, it's time now for you to come on in the Lord's house, because there's going to come a day when the door is going to be shut. Prepare to meet God. Stop fooling around. Stop wasting time. Stop thinking that you got it all together and that God is just going to let you just slide on into heaven any kind of way. You got to get cleaned up. You got to get saved. You got to get the Holy Ghost. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You got to do all that in order to get in God's heaven. The Word of God tells us, Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. And listen, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. You've got to get ready to meet Jesus. If you're not ready to meet him, ain't anything about you just going to heaven anyway. No, you're not going to get in there. He's going to turn you around at the door. In order to get into heaven, you got to get in there with Jesus. And he said, if you come up any other way, you're like a thief and a robber. He is the door today. I admonish you wherever you are, listening to the sound of my voice. Repent of your sins and get baptized in Jesus' name. And let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. And let him turn you around from your wicked ways. Let him change you. He wants to save you. It's not God's will that anybody be lost. That's why the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. I want to be ready when he comes back. My friends, Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back for people. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Don't you want to meet him? Don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be prepared to meet him? Prepare now to meet thy God, for he's coming back for you. Get ready now by turning to him and receiving him in Jesus' name. My heart desires, I want to be ready. God bless you, my friends. My time is out here on the air. This has been yours truly, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And I'm leaving you today admonishing you to prepare. Oh man, oh woman, oh boy, oh girl, oh church person, oh sinner, prepare to meet thy God. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. Some come crippled and some come lame. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I come walking in my Jesus' name. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
time.